This is our first shiur recording for the High School Bekiyas program, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. This shiur will cover from the Mishnah on Chaf Tes Amud Beis to the bottom of the Gemara, the last line of the Gemara, on Lamed Amud Aleph. The Mishnah reads, Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lios B'Shabbos. If the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash Hayu Token, they would blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalobim Dina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed, Sheyu Token B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin, that they would blow anywhere there was a Bezdin. Amar Rabbi Lazar discusses the parameters of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana. Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ela B'Yavne Bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana was limited to Yavne. Amru Lo, they said back to him, Echad Yavne, the Echad Kol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. The Chacham argued and said whether it was Yavne, any place of whether it was Yavne or there was a Bezdin, they would blow shofar. The Ode, furthermore, Zos Haiser Yushalayim Yaseir Al Yavne. There was a unique dimension that Yushalayim had beyond Yavne. The Gemara is going to comment this funny language of the Ode Zos. Shekol Ir Shehiroa, any city that could see Vishomas, or the blowing in Yushalayim could be heard there. Vikrova, and it was close to Yushalayim. Vichola Lavo, and they could reach from there to Yushalayim. Token, they would blow there on Shabbos as well. Ubi Yavne, but in Yavne, lo ayu token al beizdin bilvad, they would only blow in beizdin. Rashi. Yom Tov Shor Hashanah Shachalios b'Shabbos b'Mikdash hayu token. B'Gemara Mefarishla, the Gemara will explain why it is that this unique halacha in the Beis HaMikdash that didn't apply at other places. Avalo b'Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Avalo b'Yerushalayim, not even in the other parts of Yerushalayim according to Rashi. Avalo b'Gvulin, and not in the surrounding areas in Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'Yavne, only in Yavne, Shehais Hashem Sanhedra Gedola b'Yamav, that during Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's time, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great 71 judge Sanhedrin sat, v'chein m'chol makom shagolsa Sanhedrin, and this would also be true, Rashi says, anywhere where the Sanhedrin HaGadol would go, avalo b'bisdin shel esrim v'shlosha, but not with the bisdin of 23 dayanim, of 23 judges alone. V'od zos haiser b'Yushalayim, there was another unique element in Yushalayim over and above the tekios of Yavne, v'oda b'binyana, while it was still built, Yisteir b'tikios Shabbos shel Yavne, more than the tikios of Shabbos in Yavne. Shekol ir sh'erois Yushalayim, any city that you could see Yushalayim, v'shomas v'chol lavo, and could be heard and could reach there, mefarish b'gemara mai tana d'ka'amar v'od. What is the additional element of v'od? Minani mili, the Gemara wants to know, what's the source that you wouldn't, that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos? Amar b'levi barlach, marmar b'chama barchanina, kasuv echad omer, one pasuk says, Shabbason zichron trua. It shall be a day of rest, a remembrance of trua, referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Kasav Echad Omer, another pasuk says, Yom trua yelachem, implying that you always blow shofar. One says zichron trua, we just mentioned shofar. The other one says we blow shofar. Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Kan bi yom tov shechalios b'shamis, kan bi yom tov shechalios b'chol. Coming to distinguish between yom tov, Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah falls out on a non-Shabbos day. Amar Rava, imidai raisehi, if this halacha that we don't blow shofar on Shabbos is a din midai raisa, if it's based on the Torah source, b'mikdash heichi takinan, how is there a special allowance in the Beis HaMikdash? V'od. Furthermore, malachahi, is it a malacha? The itzrich kral me'ute, that we need a pasuk to exclude it from being done on Yantif? It's not malacha to blow shofar. Titana Rabbi Shmuel, Titana de Beis Shmuel, because the school of Shmuel taught, Kol Melachas Avoda Lo Sa'asu, you shall not do any malacha on Yantif. Yatsa Tekiya Shofar, coming to exclude blowing shofar, Viridias Hapas, and scooping the bread out of the oven, Shehi Chachma, which is some kind of wisdom, Ve'ina Malacha. So it says explicitly that blowing shofar on Shabbos is not called malacha. El Amar Rava, Rava says no. Midaraisa, really on a Torah level, Mishra Shari, it's completely okay to blow shofar on Shabbos. V'rabbanan hu de'gazer bei. But there's a special gezeira de'rabbanan. Kidu Rabba, based on Rabba. Dama Rabba, Rabba said, Hakol chayavin pitkia shofar. Every single person in Klal Yisrael is obligated to hear the shofar blasts. V'enakol bekiyam pitkia shofar. But not everybody knows how to do it expertly. Gezeira shama yitlenu biyado. We're concerned maybe a person will take their shofar and go with it. V'yelech, and he'll walk with it. Eitzel habaki, lil mode, to a expert teacher to teach him. The Yavirenu, Ta'an Amos Birshas HaRabim, and he'll come to move it for Amos and Birshas HaRabim. The higher time of the Lulav, the higher time of the Megillah. And that's the same reason why you can't take Lulav on Shabbos or take the Megillah. In other words, a person might come to violate a Melacha D'Oraisa. How so? Because if a person doesn't know what they're doing, they're going to take this object to a Baki, to an expert, to teach them how to use it, and they're going to walk Da'an Amos with it in Rosh Hashanah, and to move a Cheftza, to move an object for Amos in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, is an Isra D'oraisa. Rashi, Zichron Trua, Velo Trua Mamish, not an actual shofar blast, El Mikraos Shal Trua Yomer, just say the Psukim, the verses of Trua. Melacha Hi Bitmiya, is it a Melacha? No, Gezeira Shami Yitlanu V'chulei, U'bimikdash Lo Gazur, but they didn't have this Gezeira in the Mikdash. Why didn't they have such a Gezeira in the Mikdash? Rashi says, the ain iser shvus de rabbanan b'mikdash. Because in the base of mikdash, there's no such concept as a shvus de rabbanan. What is a shvus de rabbanan? Shvus de rabbanan means to refer to a gzeiras chazal, a gzeira de rabbanan the chazal made, so not as to come to violate the sanctity of Shabbos. In the mikdash, the rule is, we don't have such gzeiras de rabbanan. So since not blowing shofar on Shabbos is just a shvus, it doesn't apply in the mikdash. Mishacharav beis hamikdash hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin to blow on Yavne. Now the Gemara elaborates as to how this came to be. Tanur Rabban, pam achas chal Rosh Hashanah lios b'Shabbos. It happened that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. V'hayu kol ha'arim miskansin, and all the people would gather there to figure out what was going to happen that year. Amr lahav in Yavne. Amr lahav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai libnei b'seira. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai proposed to the other gedolim, the bnei b'seira, nitka. Let's blow shofar. Amru lo nadun. They said, no, we should make a gzera against it. Amru lahem nitzka v'achar kach nadun. First blow shofar, then make your gzera. La'achar shetaku, after they blew, amru lo, they said back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, nadun, make the gzera. Amru lahem, he said, too late. Kvar nishma akaren b'yavne. The shofar has gone out in Yavne. V'ein meshivin la'achar ma'aseh. And once the story has taken place, we no longer go back. Amr Belazar, Lo Hitzkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ela B'Yavne Bilvad. Sorry, let's go back. Let's do the Rashis. Rashi says, V'hayu kol ha'arim shesvilos Yavne. Everybody around Yavne gathered together. Miskansim l'sham, they gathered unanimously together. L'shmoa tekiya mishluchei bezdin, to hear the tekiyos, to hear the blasts from the shluchei bezdin, from the officially appointed officers of bezdin who would blow for them. Lefisha hayu regilin came to Yerushalayim, because that's in Yerushalayim, on Shabbos they would shluchei bezdin take care of the process. B'nei b'seira, they were the gedolei ador, hayu, they were the gedolei ador. Nadun, imish ligzor, af makom bezdin, shami yitlanu. We should make a gzera, we should discuss as to whether or not we should make a gzera, even in a location where there's a bezdin, because maybe someone will come to carry it on Shabbos. But once it happens, too late. Kenai hu shenotzi laz toim al atzmenu. We'll make ourselves look like we're mistaken people. Amru lo hayu tanakama. Back into the Gemara by the two dots. Amar Belazar lo hitkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela biyavne bilvad. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only mitaking this tekiyah shofar in Yavne according to Rabbi Lazar. Amru lo, echad Yavne, ve'echad kol makom sheyesh bo bezdin. This tekiya, according to the Chachamim, applied whether in Yavne or any place where there was a bezdin. Meaning they argue with Rabbi Lazar Shita. According to Rabbi Lazar, it was only in Yavne. And the Chachamim say anywhere with a bezdin. Amru lo, hayim tanakama. But that's just the Shita, the Gemara asks, of the Tanakama, the first time of the Mishnah that says Hayu Token B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. Now, Ika Beinayu, there's a practical difference between Amru Lo and the Tanakama with respect to the following: Beidina Da'akrai. If it's an impermanent Bezdin, that according to Natanakama, they would still blow because it applies to every Bezdin. And according to the Amrulo, it's only a Bezdin similar to Yavne, which is a Bezdin Kavua, an established Bezdin. Bezdin Dakrai, Rashi says, Latanakama Takina, according to Tanakama, they would blow. The Tan of Amrulo, but the Tan of Amrulo believe no, Savar Echad Yavne, Vechad Klamakam Sheshbo Bezdin, whether Yavne or any Bezdin, Kavua, Dumia de Yavne, but not any Bezdin at all. Now the Gemara has the last line here from the Mishnah. Amrulo Echad Yavne, Vechad Klamakam Sheshbo Bezdin, whether it was in Yavne or any place with a Bezdin. So now Amr Rav Huna believed the Im Bezdin. There was a special halach according to Rav Huna that the tekios had to be done in somehow relational to Beis Din. The question is, what does that mean? Ma'i v'im Beis Din, bifnei Beis Din, that the tekios that were done on Shabbos in Yavne had to be done only in front of Beis Din. La'afuke, coming to exclude, shelo bifnei Beis Din delo, that if it was not in front of Beis Din, you couldn't blow in Yavne on Shabbos. Masiv Rava, Rava asks on Rav Huna, v'od, from the Mishnah, Zos Haisu Yerushalayim Yaseir Al Yavne, there was a salient difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne. My vod Zos, the Gemara considers, what was the salient difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne? Ilim Kidekatani Zos, Ilim Kidekatani, if that itself, that in the surrounding environs around Yavne, they wouldn't blow, but in Yerushalayim they would, that was a salient difference. Zos mi boile, the Lashon of the Mishnah should just say Zos. It shouldn't say Va'od Zos, implying that there are two important differences. Ella, to be Yerushalayim token Yechidin, Ubiyavne in token Yechidin. Sounds like that the difference is in Yerushalayim, they would blow, even on Shabbos, the regular people in their homes. And in Yavne, the Shluchei Bezdin were in charge. The Gemara asks, Ubiyavne in token Yechidin? Were there no Yechidin that would blow in Yavne? Vaki Aser of Yitzhak Bar Yosef Amar, Rav Yitzhak said the following: Ki Misayim Shlicha de Tzibur Tekiyah B'Yavne. Once the Shliach Tzibur finished his job, meaning the Shliach Bezdin, the Shliach Tzibur finished his job blowing in Yavne, Lo Shama Inish Kol Unei, a person's ears could not hear anything, save for Mikol Tikuya D'Yichidai, save for the kolos, the sounds of original individual blowings of shofar. So it's clear that in Yavne, individuals blew shofar all day, so long as the Shlichei Bezdin were done. Elalav, this must not be the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne, to be Yerushalayim token, Bein Bizman Bezdin, Bein Shelo Bizman Bezdin. It must be that in Yerushalayim they would blow, whether it was the time that Bezdin was sitting in session, or whether it was the time that Bezdin was not sitting in session, because Bezdin only sat in session for the first 6 hours of the day. So Yerushalayim, they could blow all day long. Ubiyavne, Bizman Bezdin in, Shelo Bizman Bezdin low. And in Yavne, the difference was, they could blow only when Bezdin was in session, but not when Bezdin was in session. But from the fact that in Yavne, the limitation was specifically with respect to the fact they couldn't blow when Bezdin was not in session, the Gemara infers, however, Bizman Bezdin, so long as Bezdin was in session in Yavne, Mia Token, Vafilu Shelo Bifnei Bezdin, they would blow even not in front of Bezdin, so this is against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna thought that in Yavne they could only blow in front of Bezdin. Here we're saying they could blow so long as it was when Bezdin was in session, even not in front of Bezdin. The Gemara says, no, low, absolutely not. De Ilu, B'Yushalayim, Token, Bein Bifnei Bezdin, Bein Shelo Bifnei Bezdin. Really, in Yushalayim, the salient difference was the requirement that there was no requirement to blow in front of Beis Din. Ubi Yavne b'fnei Beis Din in Shelo b'fnei Beis Din lo, and in Yavne they could blow in front of Beis Din, or not. So according to the Lishna Kama, the first version of Rav Huna, again Rav Huna believes that the Tekios and Yavne were different from Yerushalayim, and so far is that Tekios and Yavne were not limited to the location of Beis Din. And the tekios of Yerushalayim, were not limited to the location of Beis Din, and the tekios of Yavne were, and we've defended Rav Huna's challenge from Rava. Now the Gemara offers a second explanation for Rav Huna, which is a bit lengthier. Ika lemasne demasne lahadra Rav Huna aha. There are those who explain Rav Huna's statement going on the following, that again somehow Yerushalayim and Yavne were different. Dichsev, it says, with respect to the halacha of Yovel, the halacha of Yovel is in the 50th year of the Shemitah cycle, they would blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. B'yoma kippurim, ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha'tzachem. The Torah says that on Yom Kippur, you shall make a shofar blow in all of your localities, all of your lands. Mulamed, this teaches us, shekol yachid v'yachid chayav litzkoa. Every individual is obligated in the mitzvah of tkiyas Yovel, of blowing during Yovel. Amr Rav Huna v'im beis din. Rav Huna says that it has to be with beis din. My v'im beis din. Bizman beis din. Now, according to this version, Rav Huna means not that beis din is the location for where something takes place, but for when something takes place. That the tekios of Yovel could only happen when the time that beis din was during the time that beis din was actually sitting in session. Lafuki coming to exclude shelo bizman beis din delo, that if it was outside the purview of the time of Beis Din, they could not blow the tekios of Yovel. Masiv Rava. Rava asks, again, Rava is Rav Huna's adversary, tekios Yovel. The Gra has the gears of tekios Yovel. Doches HaShabbos. The tekios of Yovel overrides Shabbos, is done even on Shabbos. Bekvulin, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ishu Beiso, a man in his own home. So the Gemara discusses very funny language. Ishu beso, my ish v'beso, a man in his own home. Ilei my ish v'ishto, is that if you think that means to include a man with his wife, itasami machayva, is a woman chayeves, is a woman obligated in the mitzvah of tkiyas Yovel? V'mitzvahs asei shazman gramahi, but the blowing of Yovel is a time-bound mitzvah, time-sensitive mitzvah. V'chol mitzvahs asei shazman grama nashim p'turos. Any time-sensitive mitzvah, women are exempt from them. El alav, ish beveso, fa'filu shalob is man bezdin. Ella, what do you see? Rather, you see that the requirement of ish, in a man in his own home, but no matter what, even not during the time of Beis Din. So you see against Rav Huna that they didn't have to blow the tekios of Yovel, tafka specifically, when Beis Din was sitting. Lo, la'olam bizman Beis Din. A man in his own home, but it has to be while Beis Din is in session. Now the Gemara continues to challenge Rav Huna. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Shaveh ha-Yovel l'Rosh Hashanah. Yovel and Rosh Hashanah were the same. We'll see, we'll discuss this other places. Litzkia v'Lebrachos, with respect to the fact that the tekios, the order of the blasts, were the same. It was said, al-Seder ha-Brachos in relation to Shemona Esrei. El Shabi Yovel token bein bebezdin shekidshu boas achodesh u bein bebezdin shelo kidshu boas achodesh. Rather, that in Yovel, they would blow whether it was a Beis Din that was capable of sanctifying the new month, or whether or not the Beis Din was capable of sanctifying the new month. V'chol yachid v'yachid chayav litzkoa. And every yachid is obligated in the mitzvah. U'b'rosh Hashanah, lo ayu token al b'Beis Din shekidshu bo'as achodesh. So according to this brisa, Rosh Hashanah, they only blew in a bezin sufficient to mekadesh the chodesh, which is again like the view of Rabbi Eliezer, by the way, because again, like we said before, Rabbi Eliezer required a bezin similar to the capacity of Yavne, which was in fact the bezin hagadol. Ve'in kol yachid v'yachid chayav litzkoa, and every yachid is not obligated to blow. So what does it mean that every yachid is obligated to blow with respect to the tekios of Yovel, and not every yachid is obligated to blow with respect to the tekios of Rosh Hashanah? My in kol yachid v'yachid chayav litzkoa. What does it mean that every yachid is not obligated to blow? Ilim a dibi Yovel token yichidin, ub Rosh Hashanah ain token yichidim. Do you think that means that on Yovel individuals would blow and Rosh Hashanah individuals were not allowed to blow? But that's against something we just saw a few minutes ago. V'akiyas Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef again said, K'avi Messiah M'shlich the Tzibur T'kiyas of Yavne, when the Shliach Tzibur finished the T'kiyas and Yavne of Rosh Hashanah, Lo Shama Inish Kol Unei Mikal Tikuei D'Yichidai. A person could not hear anything in his own ears save for the noise of individual T'kiyas, which again implies that individuals could blow in Yavne. So what was the difference between, again, Yavne, between Rosh Hashanah and Yovel with respect to Yechidim? El Alav must be no. Ti'ilu B'Yovel token Bein Bizman based in, Bein Shalom Bizman based in. Rather, what do you see then in Yovel that could blow whether Bezdin was sitting in session or whether Bezdin was not sitting in session? Ub Rosh Hashanah Bizman based in, Shalom Bizman based in low. And Rosh Hashanah, the difference was they could only blow when Bezdin was in session. But again, this is against Rav Huna. Kitani Mihas, it still emerges, Biyovel, Bein Bizman based in, Bein Shalom Bizman based in, that in Yovel they could blow whether Bezdin was in session, whether Bezdin was not was in session, which is directly contradictory to Rav Huna, who believed that that in Yovel, in the second Lashon of the Gemara, they could only blow during the time frame that Bezdin was in session. Lo, La'olam Bizman based in. Rather, no, there was a requirement of blowing when Bezdin was in session. V'hachi k'tani. And this is what the Mishnah seems to means to suggest. Biyovel, during Yovel, Bizman Bastin, Token, Bain Bifnei Bezdin, Min Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. But in Yovel, they could only blow again when Bezdin was in session, but whether in front of Bezdin or not. Barash Hashanah, Token, Bizman Bastin, Bifnei Bezdin. Barash Hashanah, they could only blow when Bezdin was in session, and in front of Bezdin, which again, by the way, affirms Rav Huna's first Lashon, where again, Rav Huna's first Lashon was that there was a requirement of blowing with Bezdin, meaning in front of Bezdin, and Rav Huna's second Lashon, which is that again, that's by the shofar of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. In Rav Huna's second Lashon, though, we're talking about Yovel, and Rav Huna requires Yovel to be done only when during the time that Bezdin is in session. So again, just to recap, the two Lashonos of Rav Huna, the first Lashon of Rav Huna was the in Bezdin, the special requirement of with Bezdin, that means that the shofar that was blown in Yavne on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah had to be blown under the auspices in front of Bezdin. And the second Lashon of Rav Huna, which we just finished explaining, was that the shofar of Yovel, which was blown by Yechidim, by individuals, on Yom Kippur, could only be blown during the hours, during the time frame that Bezdin was actually sitting in court. Those are the first 6 hours of the day, as Rashi explains. We'll see that inside. Itmar Nami, the Gemara offers supporting evidence for Rav Huna. Amar Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Yossi Ben Shaul, Amar Rabbi, Ein Token Ela Kol Zman SheBezdin Yoshvin. The only time it was mutter to blow was when Bezdin was sitting in court. Boy, Reb Zera asked the question, if that's true that we require the hours of Bezdin to be sitting in court in order to blow shofar of Yovel, Nin Aru Lamod Velo Amdu Mahu. Let's say they got up, they stirred themselves awake to leave their chairs, but they didn't actually leave their chairs. What's the din? Is that considered a formal requirement of Bezdin being in session sufficient to blow shofar of Yovel? Bezdin Yoshvin Be'inon, they need to be sitting Vaha'ika. Odoma's man based in Ba'inan, or rather we actually require a basin to be literally in session, Valeka. They're not literally in session, they just happen to be not have yet left the room. Take who the Gemara does not know. Let's catch up in Rashi. The top of Lamed and Aleph Dira Maskel Ve'im based in. Ve'im based in together with basing, which was Rav Huna's requirement, who the Takinan they could blow. And then the Gemara infers Ella in the first Lashon, Te'ilu b'Yerushalayim, if they were in Yerushalayim, Token b'Shabbos, Yechidim, She'ein on Shluchei Bezdin, that the Gemara again originally thought that in Yerushalayim, even non-Shluchei Bezdin could blow, but that wasn't the case in Yavne, which the Gemara rejects as we know, and Rashi continues, V'hamilsa chasra m'mas nisan, and this was missing details from the Mishnah, u'mibaylan l'terutza hachim, to explain it as follows. So no, the Gemara concludes that with respect to the Tekios of Yerushalayim, token, this again against Rav Huna number one, Bein Bizman Bezdin, Ad Shei Shos, Shayu Bezdin Yoshvin, up until the time when Bezdin was sit. Bein Shalom Bizman Bezdin, Shalchul Bateyan. Or even when Bezdin was no longer sitting. That's true in Yerushalayim, which is not problematic, but then the Gemara wants to learn that Yavne didn't require Tekiah Bifnei Bezdin. The Gemara rejected that. Now we're in the second Lashon. Ika demasni loha v'chulei. My v'im Bezdin, the Kamar of Huna, Bizman Bezdin. V'im Bezdin doesn't refer to the presence of being in front of Bezdin, it refers to the time of Bezdin. You can't explain that im beis din means in front of beis din with respect to the tekios of Yovel on Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says that the tekios of Yovel could happen anywhere. And this is the Bryce that believes that they would only blow in the Bezn HaGadol, which is the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which sanctifies a new month. Rabbi Eliezer here, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. When the Shliach Tzibur would finish out his tefillah, his blowing, sorry, va'af b'yom tov shechalios b'shabbos, even on yontif the fall on Shabbos in Yavne, t'lachi nakal Yavne, so the Gemara continues that Yechidim could blow, so that can't be the difference between the blowing of Yov and the blowing of Rosh Hashanah. Lo. La'olam bizman beistin. Rather, there's a requirement according to Rav Huna to blow only when beistin is in session. V'achi ka'amar, b'yovel ka'yachin v'yachin tokeya, every individual can blow bizman beistin, when beistin is in session, afilu shalom b'fnei bezdin, even if that tekiya takes place not in front of bezdin. U'b'Rosh Hashanah, but in Rosh Hashanah, b'fnei bezdin in, shalom b'fnei bezdin lo. In front of bezdin, yes, not in front of bezdin, no. Itmar nami kir Rav Huna, supporting evidence for Rav Huna. Ein token yechidim b'yom ha-kippurim, individuals cannot blow on Yom Kippur, b'yovel, ela b'zman shebezdin yoshim v'makoman, only when bezdin, the time for them bezdin are sitting in their places. That token b'cholayir, and they can blow whatever they want. But again, that reaffirms Rav Huna's view that they need to have yeshivas based in for that to take place. Ninaru la'amod, they got up to leave. Ninaru nakru mimoshavam k'de la'amod v'leilech, they got up from their places to stand and go. So again, the Gemara wasn't sure as to whether that's considered a lack of Beis Din being present for the Tekios of Yovel. For the time frame of Tekios of Yovel, sorry. The two dots back on the Gemara. V'od zos ha'is Yerushalayim yisayir al Yavne. The Gemara elaborates this comment of the Mishnah that Yerushalayim had these additional qualities to Yavne in terms of its expanded capacity to be Tokeya close to it. Roeh, only if a city could see Yerushalayim, prat liyosheves benacha, coming to exclude if it was in a valley below Yerushalayim and could not see Yerushalayim. Shoma'as, only if we could hear the blowing in Yerushalayim. Prat liyosheves berosh ahar, coming to exclude a mountaintop which could see Yerushalayim but could not hear the blowing going on. Kerova, only close to Yerushalayim. Prat liyosheves close to Tchum, coming to exclude something beyond the Tchum Shabbos, which is 2,000 amos out to the city. V'yichol olaval, only something that you could access there on Yom Tov itself, even within 2,000 amos, prat lemafsik lanahara, coming to exclude if a river were to be divided between the two, in which case you couldn't cross over on Yom Tov. Okay, next Mishnah. Barishona haya halulav nitel b'mikdash shiva ub medina yom echad. Back before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they would take lulav in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days of Yom Tov, of Sukkot. And in Medina, outside of the Mikdash, only for one day. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin of Yochanan ben Zakkai declared, She lulav nital ben Medina, Shiva zechel Mikdash, they should take lulav in even outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the Medina, for all 7 days, zechel Mikdash, as a remembrance of what was done in the Mikdash. And then the Gemara adds, the Mishnah adds a clause, Vishayahai Yom Hanaf Kulo Aser, and the day of waving the Karban Omer should the entire day that they would wave the Karban Omer should, or they would have waved the Karban Omer had the Karban Omer been brought, should be Aser on the consumption of Chadash. What does that mean? That there's a concept of Chadash, which is that every single year from Pesach to Pesach, all the year, the grain grown within a year from after Pesach until the next Pesach is forbidden for that year, until the Pesach coming up permits it b'achila. Now, Bizman HaMikdash, they would bring what's called the Karban Omer, and that would fulfill the requirement of allowing of being matir, of permitting Chadash for consumption. Bizman HaZeh, there's no Karban Omer, so we have to wait the whole day. So we have to wait the day in which the Karban Omer would have been brought, which is the second day of Pesach, to be matir the Chadash. And the question is, why I have to wait the entire day? And it's called Yom Hanaf colloquially to refer to the day. If the carbon was there, it would have been brought on that day. Rashi. Perishona hayalulav nita v'mikdash shiva. Originally, the lulav was taken to the Beis HaMikdash for all 7 days of Yantif. Tichsev, because the pasuk says in Parshas Emor, usmachtem mifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yavim. You shall be happy in front of Hashem for 7 days, and the breaking of lulav is an expression of that. Ubimedina yom echad, and outside the Beis HaMikdash only 1 day. Tichsev ulakachtem lacham biyom arishon. On the first day, you shall take lulav. And the day in which the carbon omer would have been brought every year is aser, the whole day for chadash. Yom hanafas omer, the day of the waving of the omer, kulo aser leachol min chadash. That whole day is aser to eat from chadash. Umida oraisa mishaheir hamizrach mutter. But on a Torah level, once the dawn breaks on that day, then it becomes mutter. Kedarim the minachos kasev echad omer. Ad etzem ayom hazeh, one pasuk says you need to wait till the middle of the day. V'kasev echad omer ad haviyachem. The other pasuk says you actually need the korban omer. Haketzad, we don't have a korban omer. Bizman habayis omer matir. When there was the Beis HaMikdash and there was the possibility of the korban omer was matir. Bizman shein omer, without the korban omer, etzem hayom matir. Then the day itself is matir. Now the Gemara will discuss this concept of zeichel HaMikdash. How do I know that we make a Zeichel HaMikdash, which was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's motivation for having 7 days of taking the lulav? Damakra, the pasuk says in Sefer Yirmiya, Ki ala urucha lach, I will find a healing for you, a way out for you, umimakosayach erpaich nim Hashem, and it will wound, heal your wounds, says Hashem. Ki nidacha karulach, referring to Tzion, Yerushalayim, they've called you the abandoned one. Tzion, she is Zion, Doresh ain la, but no one is seeking her out. So from the fact that the pasuk says Doresh ain la, that no one is doing it, the Gemara infers Mechlal de Bai Drisha. That implies we need to actively seek out ways to seek out Tzion. How do we do that? By making Zeichel HaMikdash. Rashi, the first Rashi of the Gemara, Ki alau ruchalach, Sefi dekra, Tzion hi doresh einla. Vishiehe yom hanaf kulo aser, that the entire day in which the korban omer would have been brought is aser in terms of eating chadash, my taima. Why is there a reason for such a gezeira? Meher yibana beis hamikdash. We're worried that this year they'll build a beis hamikdash. Vyomru, and they'll think, they'll say as follows, Ashtakad, in the year previous, Mi lo achalnu beheir hamizrach, we ate right from the morning, from the early morning, from heir hamizrach. Achshav nami, even in a year where we've built the Beis HaMikdash and we really need to bring the Korban Omer, Nechol, they'll come to eat right away. Velo yadi, and they won't completely remember, they'll forget, that Ashtakad, that in the year previous, lo hava Omer, there was no Korban Omer. And therefore, Heir Mizrach Hitir. The reason why it was mutter is because of Heir HaMizrach, because of the breaking of dawn. Hashta Dika Omer, but now there is a Korban Omer, Omer Matir. So people are going to make a mistake. So every single year, so as not to somehow jump the gun and eat too early before the Korban will be brought, if the Beis HaMikdash were to be built that year, every single year they wait for an entire day. So the Gemara tries to analyze this. To Mivni Amos, when would it be built? On what schedule could it be built that would cause a problem? Elema de Ivni Bishisasar, if your talmid is built on the 16th, meaning on the day in which the carbon omer would have otherwise been brought on the second day of Pesach, Hare Hizr Mizrachitir. That year it was already mutter from the breaking of dawn from the Heir HaMizrach, so there's no need to wait anymore. Ela de Ivni Bichamesar. Rather, your talmid was built on Yontif, which, by the way, on the 15th, which seems to be a problem. We'll see how Rashi deals with that problem. It's an interesting question. So if it was indeed built on Yontif on the 15th, you shouldn't need to wait the entire day of the 16th for that year. Mechatzos hayom lahalon l'shtari. It's enough to wait till Chatzos the next day. Why? Tatznan, because we learned in a Mishnah, harichokim, those who are far from the Korban Omer, mutarim, are mutter to eat on that day of the bringing of the Korban. Mechatzos hayom lahalon, so long as it's after Chatzos, Lefisha'ain Beis Din Mis'atzlim Bo, because no one in Beis Din is lazy anymore. I mean, Beis Din were not lazy. They were very efficient in terms of bringing this korban. Once they were very efficient in terms of bringing this korban, there was no need to wait more. If there was no need to wait more, even in the year that they built on the 15th, so they built on the 16th, there's no need to wait anyway. If that year they built on the 15th, the next day they could eat by chatzos, there's no need to wait any more than that. Lo nitzricha, no, rather what? To ivni b'chamesar, it was built on the 15th, but samach l'shkias achama, close to nighttime, inami, or alternatively, a similar alternative, but coming to the same point, to ivni b'lelia, it was built at night. Now, if it was built in either of these two circumstances, either at night of the 16th, or at the 15th, close to shkia, so then, as Rashi will speak out, the entire pomp and circumstance procedure that had to accompany the Karban Omer couldn't be completed in time for Chatzos the next day. Once that's the case, Chazal or Machmer to wait every single year for the entire day of Yom Hanif. So let's do the Rashis. Rashi did Ramaskal, my time of Gazar Aleh. Why did they make the Gemara said, Meher Yibana Mesa Mikdash. To Ivni Emas, when was it built? She Yehelanu Lachosh Achshav Lekach, that we should now be concerned. If it was built in the 16th, Harehei or Mizrachitir. That year already, the Mizrach, the Shkia Sachama, the Neitz Sachama, sorry, was already Matir. To Lohaya Mizbeach, because there was no Mizbeach. Up until after, later on that day. Ela, the Ivni Mechamesar, was built on the 15th. Shaya Shahos Liktor, there was enough time on that day to be Kotor, to reap, to harvest the Korban Omer, the Motza Yantif, after Yantif was over. Ulahavi Ulamachar Kimitzvasar, and bring it the next day like its command. So if that was what happened, so mechatzos hayom lehalan l'shturi, it should be mutter from after chatzos hashta, from that day going on, only after chatzos. V'lo ligzor alei Rabbi Yochanan ela ad chatzos hayom. The only need for Rabbi Yochanan to make a gzeira was up until chatzos of that day. The inami meher yibane, even in a year that it was built that year. V'yomru eshtakad milo achalim mechatzos hayom. They'll say, last year didn't we not eat until after chatzos? Ulahalan hashta, and this year too, namenechol shapir achli. They'll eat after chatzos, just like the previous year. It'll be totally fine. Why? Rashi explains, vafilu harichokim Yerushalayim. Even those who are far away, situated from Yerushalayim, shelo rao hakavaso, they didn't actually see the korban being brought. Yesh lahem lismoch devada karav kvar. They can assume that it's already been brought once chatzos happens. To amar mar harichokim hayu mutarim. Even those far away from the mikdash were mutar. Bizman habayis, during the years of the mikdash, mechatzos hayom. So chatzos shouldn't be any problematic. Why do you need to wait the whole day? Lo tzricha, no. Really, I can find the following case where Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's that kind of makes sense. De ivni samach l'shkiyas hacham was built right before shkia, de chamesar on the 15th. Inami de ivni balelio, or was built at night. Rabbi Yochanan choshesh l'shama yivane. Samach l'shkia sacham, the Bach adds, Rabbi Yochanan was concerned they might build it right before shkia. Oh, b'leil shisha sar b'chatzi alalo samach l'bkaro. Or at the night of the 16th, or sometime early, like before Nates. Shelo yeshos l'ktira, so there won't be sufficient time to harvest it. V'hav huvo b'avav shal kalayin, or to roast it in that special roaster that they used for the grain. V'tchinaso, or to grind up the grain. V'hara kadaso, or to sift the grain. Vakravaso, and then to finally be makrav, finally give it as a korban, ad chatzos. All those things couldn't take place in a small amount of time. V'havi regilim mecha chadash mechatzos hayom, bizman hazeh asle mecha nami hahu yom ahachi. And if we condition ourselves to eat chadash already from chatzos, so then you're going to come to that in this kind of year also, where really things aren't ready by chatzos. V'avdi yisura. So because of that contingency, we wait every year till the end of a full day. Vim Tomar, then Rashi asked a question that we mentioned before. Heichi mishkachas lo de'ivni b'chameisar v'yantif. How could it be that you built the Beis HaMikdash on the 15th in the first place? It's yantif. Udi v'ivni b'lelia, or it's built at night. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash on yantif or at night. V'akayim l'masach ha-shavuos, Rashi says, the Gemara and Shavuos tells us, de'ein b'nya Beis HaMikdash lo b'yantif b'lo b'layla. If it's not at night, it's not on yantif, so what's the Gemara talking about? So Rashi says a very important distinction. Hani mili binyan bidei adam. That only applies to the binyan of the first two batei mikdash that are man-made. Ava binyan hasid lavo bidei shamayim hu. But the binyan hasid lavo, the gula asida, will be built, literally, according to Rashi. It's a machlokas Rishonim. Other Rishonim argue with Rashi. But Rashi thinks that the third base of the mikdash will be built by Hashem. So therefore, apparently a Beis HaMikdash that comes from Shemayim doesn't have the requirements of not being built by Yom or being built by Laila. We'll call it here.